Log Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
you're jamming with
the exclusive hot new mix.
Thank you.
FatItUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Fat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.fatitup.com. That's shop.fatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Fat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.fatitup.com. That's shop.fatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. FatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, fat it up when you can. When you can, fat it up. Fat it up. Fat it up. Fat it up.
Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hip hop.
Lamborghini Mercy.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday, what the fuck is up? King Scratches in the building, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm about to let my folks in, man. You know, it is fall, autumn, whatever the hell y'all want to call it. I'm happy than a motherfucker. I ain't got to deal with none of this hot shit in a little while, you know. Shit, sometimes God, he'll play a trick on your ass and you mess around and be hot all the way up until November or some shit. You know what I mean? But it is fall. I'm happy. Fuck all this heat. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ Ev Love, Sweet Pea, JoJo Loco. And my nigga 86 is in the building. What the hell's going on?
Enjoying this one.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir.
Nah,
what's happening?
Oh, shit, nothing. You might have started enjoying this goddamn weather.
Boy, you. Ooh, will you feel so good out here?
Yeah, it feel pretty good out here. It's a little muggy, but you know what I mean?
Man, it feel like it's November up here.
Man, it was, 90, it was 99 a day up here, and that's a blessing.
Dang. 99.
Hell yeah. It's 99.
Days down here, like, if you stand in the shade, you be straight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, 99 is gravy compared to when it start jacking up to 115 and all that old type of shit. Oh, my gosh.
It felt like 105 here yesterday.
Oh, Lord. It was hotter out there than out here. I think it was only 96 yesterday. Me and JoJo was out here doing songs and shooting videos and shit.
Putting in work. Putting in that work.
Trying to put in something. Trying to do a little something. You know. So, yeah, we was doing that. Yeah, we was doing that shit yesterday, so. Hell, we was outside most of the time, so it was cool. It was all right.
It was a nice, cool breeze. Actually, it was cool up there for once.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying. So we was waiting
see,
on...
See, y'all 99 degrees is probably different than ours.
Oh, yeah, y'all got that old... Y'all got that super humid shit.
That sticky icky weapon.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When you be trying to peel your shirt up off your damn chest, be like, damn, it's hot in a motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
She was in my whole thing back up.
That's that spin graph. You got to do that spin graph.
Right. I'm cool on that. I'm happy. It's about to get cold. I can deal with it.
Right on.
You know, I got all these brand new hoodies and all this shit I ain't even wore yet. Because, you know, when you buy shit in the summertime, it's cheaper.
Yep.
When you buy winter clothes in the summer, I was getting like motherfucking $10, $12 hoodies, all that type of shit. Motherfucker got big ass gigantic coats. Hell yeah.
Man, I used to love Burlington, but they trash now. Oh, City Train got better shit causing in Burlington the last time I went there.
I ain't been to Burlington in a while, but they used to go in there and get you some motherfucking coats like a motherfucker. I'm
going to tell you the secret about this shit. About going to Burlington and Ross and all that, it's the area you go to. Go to the white neighborhood. Go to the white neighborhood, but go to the white area and see the shit they have in there. And when you go back to the ones that's in the hood, them motherfuckers is all fucked up.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Got better shit.
Yep. Yep. And then they, it seemed like in the hood, they actually jacked the prices up a little bit more, too.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the employees be stealing with they whole ass.
Well, I know my people used to work in them place, that place, and them motherfuckers, they're going to stash some shit in the cut. You know what I mean? I'm getting you going there.
They sell. But they sell, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they going to stash it for themselves, or like, you know, if they got the homies and shit, they're like, man, I need this. I'm going to come back and get it. Them motherfuckers have that shit in the cut somewhere.
Man, I ain't never been that type of nigga, for real. I'll just go ape shit with the employee discount and the sales and all of that. It be damn near, I get more shit than a person that's real for sure. Especially when I was working at JCPenney and shit. That shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it ain't, it's cool if it worked to your advantage and shit. And get a little discount on the side? Hell yeah. I'm with it.
Especially the people who know you spend money, they used to tell me, hey, they got pants over there for $2. They got that shirt you got on, they got a shirt just like that over there for $3.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go get your shit, put my discount on that shit. I'll be walking out of there with bags of clothes.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You know, men clothes cost about 3 or 4 more times than motherfucking women clothes do. Y'all can go in there and come up on a deal.
More times than real people clothes do.
Yeah,
that ain't true. That depends on what store you're going to. Because women clothes cost more, and men clothes are better quality in every store. In the wintertime, I buy men's clothes. I buy men's jackets and, like, sweats and shit like that because they are way thicker than women's clothes. And the women's shit be costing more.
I don't know, because I know women, they could go in the store with about $20 and come out with a fit. Nigga, with shoes.
Right.
Ooh, but, see, see, women can wear universal. They can wear women and men clothes, nigga. You wear a woman outfit, nigga, you gay.
Yeah, well, that damn... That, I I think they stopped jerking about 10 or 15 years ago, but, you know, y'all could go in there and come out with a whole $20 fit. I ain't seen my wife do that shit too many times. Now, it ain't no way in the hell the man gonna come out there with a $20 fit with the pants, the shoes, the shirt.
Oh, hell no, nah, nigga. You want you to get the shirt with the shorts or the shirt with the pants.
Mm-hmm.
The shirt to the socks and the underwear.
The quality
of these
like
pants that
you
talking be like
about.
Me can't get them. Be like me
you
can't get them.
You ain't talking about nothing that's really worth having. Because them shoes that $5.99 and $3.99 stores and shit like that, that's why women have so many problems with their feet and shit like that. And I'm telling y'all, as the only woman on this phone, the clothes is not the same quality. If you look at a pair of women's jeans and a pair of men's jeans, the men's clothes is just better quality. It
what
don't matter even when they designer. Sometimes it's the same designer.
Well, look, though, the whole point is you could be the store with, just say if you get ready to go out with your girls and you just need to grab a fit for the day. I mean, the quality could be tore up. It could fall apart tomorrow. It could fall apart while you in them. But you can still get a whole fit for $20.
Right.
Now, I come
here. I'm getting me two outfits for $20 next.
I was gonna say, I could get some men's clothes for $20.
The shoes, the pants, and the shirt?
Nah, I don't even get no shoes for that price. That's why I told you. I don't know what you're talking about. That must be from California stuff.
Well, I mean, that's probably what it is because I know it's been many a time my wife done came back with a fit for like $20. I'm like, oh damn, the shoes was this, the shirt was this, the pants was this.
But you gotta go to the clearance aisle if you really wanna get all the deals.
Hell yeah, but what kind of shit be in the clearance aisle, nigga? There should be some, what, you gonna buy some bubble gums, nigga? Some motherfucking, fucked up pants?
No. If you really look there, there's name brand shit in there like DC, Champion, all that. You just gotta look too big, little Nike.
But you're not getting ready to buy the whole fit for $20, nigga.
Y'all wanna know why I'm laughing? The only shoes that I ever seen girls get that match the outfit that be that cheap. It's these little shoes, like sandals, and they sell them at the beauty supply store and all these little side stores. And all the females used to wear them. At first, it was like shoes. It had like the back was out, and it had designs on the front and like little beads and shit. Then they started making them like flip flops with a flower on the top of them. I would never wear them damn shoes. I hated them damn shoes, but all the girls used to wear them shoes with their outfits. But the reason I would never wear them is because my family, some of them used to hang around in Third Ward. And in Third Ward, all of those fiends wore those slippers. And they actually referred to them as dope fiend slippers. Or they call them the dope fiends. They'd be like, oh, look, you got on dope fiends. So I was like, hell no, I would never wear this $5 ass shoes. It's not worth it.
I still go back to say now, if a nigga want to get some shoes, a shirt and pants for $20, then they gonna come out with some flip-flop or some house shoes, man.
Same thing for the females down here. You gonna have them old weird-ass flip-flop. Oh, you know what? Nigga, them Old Navy shoes. That's where I used to go. But they had me in the shoes.
Hey, JoJo, did you get that song?
No, I haven't got it.
Nigga, I sent it to you earlier.
My phone is tripping. I might have to cut it off and cut it back on. Because it's weird because when I went to go check for it, the instrumental popped up talking about you sent it to me May 19th.
I don't know what that is, but I don't know what the hell I sent you on May 19th. I barely remember yesterday.
Oh, it's the instrumental to the song we did yesterday.
On May 19th?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't even think I made that motherfucker in May. I don't know.
Yeah,
shit.
It says May 19th. I was like, huh? That's why I was like, wait a minute. I started playing, and I was like, oh, no, this has a zone. It's a beat, though.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe I did send it to you on May 19th, but I know I sent the other one today.
It might come to you, I'll see it later on.
Yeah, I said that shit way before the show started. Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah, man, I'm stoked about this damn heat leaving, though. Man, I just don't know. Ooh!
Hope
we
get a lot of rain this season.
Yeah, I don't know up here, man. That should be sometime. It rains more in the summer than it do in the winter still. We'll be sitting around here. It'll be so cold, it might as well snow.
They got to refill the water hose.
Yeah.
For the water
hose. Motherfucker need to put some more clouds up here or something, shit.
Y'all know what pissed me off about Houston, though? It's just made a place where the way the world is now, they really can't even predict the weather. Like, it was cold. The year I got married, it was cold. And then, by the time I got married, in the middle of November, it was hot as hell that day. Sweating, like buckets. It was hot on Christmas. Then February of this year, shit froze.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even call it. I don't know what. It might be spring by the time Christmas gets here, shit. You know?
Well, you know, it's just like I always say. I be saying that motherfuckers don't believe that global warming shit is real, but what it is, the earth is just off.
Oh my God, don't even mean to. I'm just trying to make niggas plant a garden. Niggas think I'm joking. I tell motherfuckers that everybody plant a garden, some of this shit will go away. We need some oxygen in the air. We need
stop smoking more trees. You know what I'm saying? When you smoke one, you gotta plant one.
Go! Hell no, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, motherfucker, smoke a tree, plant a tree. That's it.
Shit.
Man, the world is tilted. I'm telling you. I know that it seems crazy, but it seems like the motherfucker, we ain't supposed to be moving nowhere. Everything moves around us. You know what I mean? I think the world done shifted a little bit. Because y'all motherfuckers, I mean, people down here in Texas and New Orleans, boy, it seems like the tornadoes just live in y'all motherfucking spot.
Yeah, that's true. One of them went up to Maryland this year. That was some shit to me. I was surprised to see that. I wasn't surprised to see what happened here. And thing about New Orleans, I told you, them motherfuckers, they live in a bowl. And that's the thing about it. That's their home. That's where they born and raised. But I will never move somewhere where you drive into the city, where water is on top of the city when you go down into it. Like, you going on the train, the Amtrak, oh, that shit was scary. I was like, man, what the fuck? Who idea was this shit? We ain't coming home like this.
Yeah,
man. But them, y'all them, in New Orleans, and then sometime Florida, cause them tornadoes, hurricanes love coming through them motherfuckers.
You can't forget about Connecticut either. They got some fucked up ass weather. Nigga, they got earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, and all that shit. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Nigga have a tornado while an earthquake going on. That'll be fucked up.
Hell no.
Earthquake. Oh, shit, tornado.
Like, when I was out there that one year when they had a fucking ice storm, nigga, everything was frozen like 2 weeks. Like, hell no.
Now, that shit, the shit to be cold is when you go to Minnesota. Oh, my God. And sometimes New York. I'd be like, how the fuck y'all live here like this?
Yeah, you right.
Them motherfuckers.
It's dangerous, too, to live in New York. They throw chairs out the window. You better be waking up at all times.
Nigga, I went to New York and motherfucking Denver, Colorado. Oh, my God. Woo-woo-woo. Them is the coldest motherfucking places I've ever been. When motherfuckers start saying hello. You know what I'm saying?
Is the shit.
When a motherfucker say below zero, nigga, you was in a fucked up spot, bro.
Hell yeah. That shit talking about below 10, nigga. What the fuck? Nigga,
it's impossible
below 10, nigga.
Shit.
Hey, somebody explain to me.
Go up there, get the bullshit, and kiss them all at the right time.
Nigga, that be the time when you fucked up and you can't, and you need to go to the store and you can't, type of shit. You can't walk to the store, you can't drive to the store, you just in the motherfucking house, pissing your ass off.
But I tell you one thing, but if you got everything you need, like alcohol, shit, you know what I mean? If you got your beer, nigga, you throw that motherfucker out there in the snow, nigga, oh, I swear to God. 10 minutes later, nigga, that shit ice cold like that motherfucker been in there all week.
I done had beer in the snow before. Y'all preach it to the choir. Nigga, I was in Colorado, nigga, and we fucked around and we went to the store. We got a whole lot of shit. We was on tour and shit. And we had a balcony, nigga. I went and stuck my goddamn beers out there in that snow. And I kicked it for about 10 minutes and went out there and pulled them motherfuckers out. They was damn near froze. I'm like, hell yeah, I can fuck with this. I just can't be fucking around out here. That goes to...
I can't go outside, but I throw it out the window outside.
Yeah, nigga, I just open up the sliding door and just stuck the motherfuckers in the snow.
I'm good on snow because they don't know how to handle that shit here. This city ain't built for snow. Like, it snows just a little bit, and you can't go to work. You can't do a damn thing. They don't even sell the right tires down here. Like, shit is crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess, you know, once again, any place that's not used to snow and the snow fuck around and show up, people ain't gonna know what to fucking do. I was like, nigga, it snowed in Compton, and the Compton niggas, they was having fun in it, but then at the same time, them motherfuckers didn't know what to do when it snowed out there. They were like, what the fuck do we do?
They didn't even give us no instructions, like, really growing up. That's what I was trying to tell you. I was like, I know what to do for a damn hurricane. If it's higher than a 4, you might as well get your ass up out of here if you can, if you could go somewhere that ain't in the path. But, you know, you watch which direction it's going and so forth, but the city is built for it. Like, you know, they have where you could go to the second floor, to the third floor, and that kind of shit. But you can't do nothing for snow, like, at all. I even asked them. That's why, like, I'm telling you, they don't even have the tires if you want them. You gotta go somewhere else to buy them to another city, another state.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah, but see, you know, every time that shit happen, everybody get their motherfucking ass caught up on the freeway trying to get the fuck out of there. Ain't no gas, so you fucked if you jump on that motherfucking highway with all these motherfucking folks and y'all stuck in there and the tornado just come down the damn freeway and fuck everybody out. That's crazy.
Nah, but see, those are the stupid people. Those are people who are really, who ain't from here. If you from around here, you know damn well better not to do that. you better in your house than you are with some shit like that, because y'all done seen it plenty of times on my the stuff I post. We wait for the water go down and then we go to the store.
I'm gonna tell y'all what be fucked up with a lot of people like that is when the motherfuckers say y'all better leave, y'all ain't gotta tell me not twice. I'm the fuck out. So while everybody sitting around going, oh man, we just gonna kick it. Nigga, I'm already gonna be in another part of town, another across in another state or something before this motherfucker comes. You know what I mean? But motherfuckers be waiting until the motherfuckers say, they say leave, y'all better leave now. Okay.
And I don't know if you ever noticed, but they hardly ever, almost never evacuated Houston. Where they evacuate is Galveston. They tell people in Galveston they need to leave. And they tell us shelter in place. That means don't take your dumb ass on the road.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like if you from my hood, like where I'm from, okay, you can leave from over there. You know what I'm saying? Where the elevation is really low and that type of thing. That's what shelter in place means. Like they will come to this side of town before the storm start, basically. But people be trying to do too much. That's why you be seeing them. They be getting fucked up. They be doing the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, we going to jump into a couple of songs. We'll get back into that conversation because, you know, I ain't trying to be nowhere around y'all getting fucked up. You know, I'll take my chances with the shaking. You know what I'm saying? I see you, VP. We going to throw you in when we get back. Let's just jump into a couple of jams. It was a call, 323-642-1597. The whole gang is here, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down. Let's go.
Tell that nigga catch me out. Call him ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in the gym. Tell that nigga catch me out. Call him ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in the gym. Tell that nigga catch me out. Call him ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in the gym. All fake, so we can't be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on these ends. I'm still trapping. Bitch that make it happen. Just started rapping, all my music really slapping. Early mornings, late nights, smoke gas, stay high as a kite. Shorty live a wild life, numb heart, cold as ice. Tell that nigga cash me out, call him ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in the gym. Close fake so we can't be friends. Tell that nigga cash me out, call him ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in the gym. Close fake so we can't be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on these ends. Lay a shake, yeah, that's nice. I'm every hood, niggas fight. Catch me out, call them ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in a gym. Old sex, so we can't be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on these ends. So that nigga run me my check. This pussy stay wet. Run that black card on the bitch. Sloppy top on the tip. Make a nigga bust like an AK. Little bitch grown now. Used to go by Lele. Got killers in the pen bout me. They don't play. I'm up now. Don't care what a bitch gotta say. Tell that nigga cash me out, call him ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in a gym. Close fake so we can't be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on these ends. Handle these curves like you want a NASCAR. Said I got him with, he ain't never fucked with a porn star. Geeked off this pussy, Betty on a bar. Rap bitch with sex appeal, I'm up to par. Tell that nigga cash me out, call him ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in a gym. Close fake so we can't be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on your end.
now we got you thinking of it, so you need you text and speak to you wrong to me. Now you find yourself in between them sheets. Guess what happened next? You find out that he was married with bikers and a dog, and his ratchet girl is pregnant, and that's you, and that's you, that's you, girl. That's you, that's you, girl. What you wanna do for love, girl? You're
straps on. Went from chucks to bands on your soul. Young ass duffy, stop trying to break the mold. Coming through in your skinny jeans. Tattoo kids trying to look all mean. Well, here's the thing, no hop then went pop. It ain't hip, so nigga, once you stop. Backpack with the wax tracks, with the signs on the fly, nigga, this that True West shit, huh? Fuck radio, they wanna pay to play. Never play gangsta rap shit anyway. Fuck the club, a nigga don't wanna dance, just wanna throw the dubs up with my hands, huh? You niggas on that Fruity Loop shit, we do everything, but I live for this True West shit.
Walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand. I read the letter. She wanted
clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead. And I'm so hot, I'm seeing red. Talking about taking half my bread. Now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper than keeper, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she suffers, so she take whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hate thing, it's just a game for fools. And she said maybe we should try again. So we tried, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come back to ignorant, time to call her mom now. To come over and get her shit, to get my lady bomb down. To mess around and split her lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face, get out a man's face. Don't put yourself in a man's place, hit me with that damn face. I promise you won't stand a chance, cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the bass and said, we're finished and we're history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper than keeper, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she suffers, so she take whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hate thing, it's just a game for fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
West, sir, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love. My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my
nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that soft.
None of that.
None of that
play though.
That play though.
Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Lamborghini Mercy.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. We back in the building. If y'all listening, man, give us a call. 323-642-1597. We'll love to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? I got BP in the building. I got Hev Love.
Yo, what up, West Coast?
Party. Got my man 86, and we also got JoJo Loco, True West. I know you went to go and check to see if you got that track, huh? That's why you hung up.
Yeah, but it's not there.
I'm going to try to send it again in a minute, then. That's time I play some more music. BP, what it does, brother?
Oh, man, just getting in from taking care of some business on the mothership, man.
Oh, that's right.
Thank y'all much for calling, but, you know, I had to tap in anyway, man. Shit. I'm just blessed to see everybody still here. Nigga doing the trade shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. That's the thing, boy. When you wake up in the morning, you got to thank God.
Hell, yeah, for real.
Yeah, man.
You know, he pulling motherfuckers from the earth right now, boy, that you never think to know.
Man, what? Man,
ain't
man.
They leaving fast?
I'm glad I'm on this side of the dirt. That's all I'm talking about.
I'm trying to tell you.
Cause nigga, man, you don't know, cause see, depending on what kind of person you are, nigga, you might even go further under the dirt.
You like yeah. Further under the dirt, nigga.
To the core.
Yeah, try to cuss all the Chi Chi bird right now. I'm trying to be so good.
Niggas, you laying in the casket, boy. You don't know if you gonna take the elevator down or the elevator up. Shit.
I'm just saying, man.
It don't stop midway for me.
I'm trying to just stay positive and cautious and shit. That's all.
Well, that's what it is. I'm gonna tell you some good shit though. That nigga Scotty came over here last night. I was sleep like a motherfucker though, cause after me and JoJo
that's good,
recorded,
he doing good. He said he was in motion the other day, so that's good.
Yeah, we did a song. We shot a video. Nigga, I was tired. Nigga, I went to sleep. Green screen, still in the driveway, everything.
So you left the equipment out and everything. He said, fuck all that.
I was tired as fuck because I woke up like 3 in the morning. And what I did was I started cleaning up a little bit outside, you know, And I did that till about 11 o'clock. I went to sleep. My TV went off at 3. I was up from 3 o'clock on.
Well, last night, yeah, I woke up around about 2.
I was just up.
My girl, because she's starting to get her voice back, so she up doing shit. And I'm like, man, take your ass to bed. Ain't you sick? Aren't you supposed to be sick? Your ass is bad, but I'm fucking with her though. But she like, yeah, nigga, but I'm still, I told her, look, you gotta get your ass motivated. Cause nigga, get back to work. Cause nigga, we got big shit going on right now. And I'ma need your ass. I did it like an Ike Turner, but not really with the beating up part.
Let you tell it.
Nah, dude, I don't do that shit. I can't do that to that girl, man. She got
know,
too many brothers and goddamn families, nigga. I ain't fucking with that. And they B-dogs, too. I'm definitely not trying to go there.
You know.
Right.
I knew Scotty was here. This nigga, when I got up, like, when I woke up, I think he probably, nigga, I was out by 7. I went outside, and I started taking the green screen and all that shit down. And this old funny-ass drink this motherfucker always drinks. And the motherfucker was sitting on the chair. It was an empty bottle. I was like, this nigga Scotty been over this motherfucker. So I went back and looked at the security cameras and seen when the nigga came and all that shit. He was like, man, I was calling him. That nigga, he always, when he come over here, leave some weird shit around.
Just to know that you was there. Be marking his territory to let you know.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, because this nigga,
that's a good thing.
He be having all this organic organic shit. That motherfucker leave some organic shit around. Like the he had an empty bottle. He drink this old weird green shit. And he left that motherfucker.
Weird green.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like, man, that shit actually looked so too nasty to drink, but that motherfucker left the bottle. And a nigga left some organic bread.
Nigga said some organic bread.
I'm like,
make your head like, sandwich.
Yeah, that's just, I guess he probably eat that thing, like soak up that alcohol he drinking or something. That's the only way I can think
nigga,
of. Unless he make a sandwich.
That's what he got to do with the turkey.
I took that green screen down and all that organic shit sitting right there on my damn chair. I was like, yep, Scotty was here.
Word.
Nigga, the nigga had my studio smelling like ass for a minute, cause not yesterday, but the last time he was out here, he fucked around and I got the ice chest, and the motherfuckers, you know, this nigga, he would want to eat avocados and motherfucking peaches and all that shit. He put the shit in the ice chest, and we forgot it was in there. I swear I was walking around the studio, I was like, it smelled like ass up in here.
Nigga, stupid.
And I kept on spraying. I was spraying and goddamn incense. I was like, where the fuck is that shit coming from? I thought something maybe, I don't know, like something came in there and died or it was outside. And then I had a computer on top of my ice chest. I took the computer off the ice chest and opened it up and all kind of funky to the folks came out of that motherfucker. I was like, oh. That's what
that nigga said, funky to the folks.
That was fucking strong, my nigga. I'm talking like, nigga, I smelled ass for like 3 days. I'm like, hold on, I know I just got out the shower. I'm thinking like, damn, like, nigga, is it like, I had to, and the dog ain't big enough to make a turd to smell like that. Yeah, man, so I grabbed that motherfucking ice chest and I took it to the front where the water hose is, and I dumped the shit out, and then I threw the fruit and shit in the trash can, and my wife come out there like, what the fuck is that smell? I'm like, this nigga Scotty, you gotta pay some hazard pay around this motherfucker for.
He said you gotta pay some hazard pay real quick, huh?
Yeah, you gotta pay some hazard pay for this, but he fucked this up right here. Hell yeah, man.
So you don't eat no vegetables and stuff, huh, Scratch?
Huh?
I said you don't eat no vegetables and stuff, huh? That's what I said.
Fuck yeah. What you talking about? Shit, I be fucking some vegetables up. I'm more of a carnivore than anything, though. Now,
yeah, I like
you know
meat more than anything, but I'm going to fuck up both of this together. Hell yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's though.
Now, if it was up to me, if a motherfucker give me a steak or somebody going to give me potatoes, it's either, oh, I'm taking a steak. Now, if they put together, then I could do that.
Steak or vegetables?
Yeah, steak or vegetables. I'm taking a steak.
Right, I'll
all
take
day.
Meat over all that shit because I like meat my damn self. So.
Well, you
but
calling yourself
both,
a damn carnivore.
Both,
you sound like a omnivore to me, but it's been a long time since I've been assumed.
But look, shit. I'm going to tell you, it's like, have you ever had Chinese food? You eat that shit and you get full like a motherfucker, but then you be hungry again in an hour type of shit?
Yeah.
See, Timmy changes from Chinese food where I come from, so I'm just now learning what Chinese food and Asian food really is. Because Timmy changes is all I knew. And niggas, matter of fact, they told me it was chimichang. I had to start reading. You know, because I was a smart kid. I was like, oh, these motherfuckers can't read. They told me the name of the place was chimichang. The name of this shit is chimichang.
Mm-hmm.
Chimichang.
Nothing but wings and
Chinese
rice.
Chinese restaurant.
Like me. Yes,
chimichang. Chimichang.
Hey, but, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, them Asians know how to fry some fucking chicken. on some real shit, cuz.
Oh my God. It was this place called the Wok Mole, I think. Now them motherfuckers, they was live. What is that chicken called with the sauce on it? What's that chicken?
A jerk chicken.
Sweet and sour.
Oh,
General
sweet and sour chicken.
General.
Oh, sweet and sour chicken. Oh, I like you talked about orange chicken. That's
yeah,
my
yeah,
favorite
well,
shit.
The general one, the one that they cook the best. They used to give you this big ass plate. It bust open.
Love me some
the,
orange
it
chicken,
was like
though.
$5.85. That thing bust
hell
open.
Yeah, I'll tear that shit up too.
That bitch is the truth.
Oh, everything.
That bitch is the truth.
Going yeah. off that good and some drink. Even if I wasn't going off the good and drink, I'll still fuck that shit up.
I used to take it for lunch the next day, too.
That's why that shit burn off. That shit burn off quick as fuck, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I be getting that, I get that Chinese food, nigga, I eat that shit, I be like, oh, I'm full as fuck. Then about an hour later, I be like, damn, I'm hungry again.
That's why I eat half and then eat the other half.
You what?
Mm-mm. Give me a motherfucking fat ass steak or a pork chop or some bucket of chicken or something like that, nigga. Some of that shit, you know, when you catch the nigga eye, this type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
A full course meal with it with that way.
Here we go with the man who don't eat. The man who don't
make some good ass soul food.
Rev Ali. You gonna make that nigga sick talking about soul food.
There you go.
Don't let me stop, y'all.
Don't let me stop, y'all.
But I don't eat Chinese food no more. I eat Thai food. I get Thai food fried rice.
Let me ask y'all a question though. Do any of y'all eat liver though?
No.
Hey,
dirty rice, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
But no.
Mm-mm. I just want to know who
eats liver. It depends on how
well,
you
feed. Well, the thing, the liver beats the pussy.
So you gotta fix that liver with your onions and gravy.
Hey, yeah, go there.
But I can't eat onions, man. I can't stand the smell.
Yeah.
I can't eat it.
Nigga, liver tastes like bad steak. It seems like if you ate a bad steak, that's what it tastes like.
I know, right? It tastes like a meat turning the powder.
It didn't look like they made a bad steak. What'd you do?
Hey, but you think about it, they kind of put it in. They're like, oh, we're going to smother with the gravy and the onions. And it's gonna, and they're not going to notice it. Fuck, though. You notice
nah,
it.
You
like
can get the taste alone to fuck you up.
Bro, you cannot... You cannot cover up the taste of motherfucking liver. I don't give a fuck what you put. You could have the best onions. You could have the best sauce. You had the best gravy. The most motherfucking best rice that some motherfucking Oriental made for you. That shit ain't going to change the taste of liver.
Okay, now, let me ask you this. We won't eat no liver, but we eat gizzards.
Oh, I don't eat, personally,
I don't eat that shit either, dog. I don't eat that shit.
I don't eat hog mug.
I don't fuck with chitlins or none of that bullshit, nigga. Nigga, I live in South Central, but I ain't from the South of living, nigga. Fuck all that. That slave shit.
Nigga, I cannot eat no more. Hey, look. I'm going to tell you something real quick. I remember when my little girl, she was little, so I think she was about a year old, and I went over to her sister's house. And I used to be able to take a couple of little chitlins down. I didn't really, you know, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, put some chitlins on my plate. It wasn't nothing like that. But I went over to her sister's house, and I don't know if she didn't clean these chitlins or whatever the fuck it was, but I spit them motherfuckers back in the plate.
I can't stand the smell, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I can't eat nothing that used to smell like boo-boo. I don't care how long you clean it. And I don't want my house smelling like no shit.
You eat shrimp,
sweet pea. It smells like boo-boo.
I'm allergic. No.
Oh, okay. You all right then.
No.
I eat shrimp. I make sure they clean them motherfuckers, and it's going down.
You gotta clean the inside. You gotta clean the inside and the outside. They got shit on the inside and shit on their back.
Wash it. That's why you wash
it. He gonna say some crazy shit. As he probably telling the truth.
All the time.
You make that slip down the back.
I put it like this right here.
That shit out.
Well, I might as well just go on and fry them bitches then, because I damn sure ain't going to eat none like you talking about ever again.
You going to have some fries, going to have some fried chips, some fried chips, BP?
Oh, man, no.
Well, in that case, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, make sure you cook them.
It's too late. I done had some already, if that's what you said.
Before you cook them. If you don't see them put salt in the water in the cooler before they rinse them off and cook them, don't eat them.
I don't know what the fuck my daughter, auntie had, but I ain't ate a chitlin in 30 years. And I ain't planning on eating none no time soon.
I haven't ate none
since the
day I've been on this planet, and I'm not
going to
eat none.
That shit is, I don't know.
What did he say? He said live crabs? Is that what you said?
Live fry?
No, I thought he said crabs, the little crabs, the motherfuckers, we call them the sea crabs. That's what I thought he said.
Oh,
I haven't tried that shit either.
Y'all better
lobster,
you
none
eat.
Of that shit.
Ooh, lobster with some buttercup? Oh, my God.
I want to try it so bad, man, but I don't know, man. That's on everything.
My nigga across the street, before I moved on this side of town where I live, this cat, he worked in the motherfucking commissary, right? Man, this nigga used to bring me boxes and boxes of motherfucking lobster and big-ass steaks. I used to look out the window and see that nigga walking across the street with them boxes. I'm going, oh, hell yeah, nigga. I would have lobster for lunch, breakfast, all that shit.
You had lobster for lunch?
The wonder why I see a lot of people walking around like lobsters and shit now.
Hey,
it gotta be something.
That nigga was up there making peanut butter and jelly sandwich, lobster sandwiches.
Nigga, I try lobster every way that I can look on the internet and find out how to make that shit. Cause he'd come over and bring me a box of the motherfuckers.
I think you just gotta boil the motherfuckers, I guess.
Yeah, that's
what I
did.
I never really fuck with them, though.
Yeah,
I'm almost 51 years old, nigga. I ain't tried one yet, nigga.
Ooh.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know.
But
I'm thinking I
want to
try it.
I put them on the barbecue pit. This nigga used to bring, it used to be like 12 big-ass tails in the box.
But
you're not explaining the whole thing, though. If you don't cook that shit right, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, that could be dangerous.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You got to know what you're doing, right? Right. See, and I don't want to fuck
it. Robbery of them motherfuckers. You be sitting
just
there
so
like
happen,
you
I try it and fuck off and be out of here. Fuck all that.
Nah, that's
man. Yeah, I know. I'm just fucking around, but I get you. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna fuck with it and see.
You say you got what?
They put them in the cooler and they burp them, like they clean them out. They mind when they still alive. My family, like, they good people and country people, but they bougie as hell about their food.
Now, you want to cook that motherfucker a lot.
Man, you throw them in the ice bath
if you want to stop the cooking. When you done cooking, you throw it in the ice bath, just slow, and then it'll stop the cooking.
I will fuck some Lord. I'm so mad.
Man,
and look, this nigga moved to Texas. This nigga done moved to Texas. I can't get no more lobster. I'm kind of irritated over that shit.
We could always find some out here, though, but I'm just saying, I never really fuck with it. I'm going to try to see what's up, though.
What,
fuck that.
What, Hey, Big P, I'm going to tell you what the super twist between finding them. Finding them is easy. Getting them for free ain't.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you ain't got no choice now until you get that connect back somehow.
Man, I had I know I had at least about $150, $200 worth of motherfucking lobster tails that they used to bring me, like, every week.
Word.
So I was on lobster and steak, nigga, for the whole week. And you know what? It's a cold shot, but it's true, like a motherfucker. My wife can't eat the shit, so I just enjoy that shit by myself.
Yeah, as you should, sir.
You gonna cook me a lobster? I ain't gotta worry about that, because you can't eat it. Got the house stinking? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, man, what we gonna do, man? We gonna get it. I mean, we got about 35 minutes left. We gonna jump into a couple of more joints, come back. We gonna talk about some more lobsters. Ha ha!
I see how you're doing it, Scratch.
Hey, I also remember if you're listening to the show and you want to get in before the late hours, call in 323-642-1597 before the top of the hour. And
you
can be in
there
too.
Somebody working tonight.
Oh,
there you go.
Wait a minute, he speaks. Ladies and gentlemen, have love speaks. I can't even put no claps
have
on.
Have love. That's my never out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they don't eat lobster, Scratch.
At all.
Damn, y'all about to go there.
I got two words for you. Fuck off.
Hello, my name is Robert Slankwell from WK Westy News. We have a problem here tonight. What else the Westy subject for? Spring cans on frame in, there we go. Bodies on fire into the trash can. Buildings on fire.
Got nothing to lose, you know, big payback, bad news. DFC's been 11 on Channel 9 News. This is how we move. Yeah, just one way to how the Westy moves. And bad luck for you with one cross move. I'm about to really know what how these moves are built for you, dude. Yeah, you know, you really get sticky, dude. Now you know who's trying to flex you, too. I'm serious when it's time to really serious break a fool. Nigga, this Westy move, yeah, sticky move. Yeah, bitch, today's the shit, this is how we do. So don't text me, nigga, nah. I really do. How you hold this big neck is one move. Now you know it's both for food. Shit is going on smooth. Niggas wish we how we do. When it's time to ride, nigga.
Yeah.
stone. I think it's the best part and I don't say nothing. But when the bullets hit the fly, then we'll see something. They about to see Dr. Fred to me. And that is some old so damn crazy to see. They don't wanna get me mad. They run a slushy ass and get bad. But this time I give your ass a pass. I'll be drinking on the land. That should be having trouble saying me. But it never mess with my aim, bitch, when I do the trick. I'll catch your ass if I try to run past real fast. So niggas to hold, you better duck and dash. Cause I'm right here, I'm in here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm that silly thug giving me that silly ass.
Else, cause if I did, I'd probably get the chaos shift. But yo, I'm too damn original. Mr. Non-Fictional. Focus on the real because the fake is always fictional. Now check the metaphor, add it to the phrase. Lacing you up with good shit as you feel the blunt with purple haze. I'm off the wall with it, creeping through the fall with it. Shining up the Romeos, making sure the Dickie spit it. No need to act like I'm somebody else, cause if I did... No need to act like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to front me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to see me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. Because I'm...
So, what about the Horsemen, man? I know you had a situation with Razzcast and with Corrupt and who was it? Cannabis, yeah.
One step closer to breathlessness. Second step takes the breath from your chest. Third and step shun to the effervescence, effortlessness. Rest, rest, cause the rest will feel emptiness. I embrace, I encase empty clips. INS, I never stop. I don't fire, break cinder block. Darkness engulfs and I engulf darkness.
Never say forever, nothing really dies. Don't matter, change its shape in the elements. Combined row, compound elements and sediment embedded in the excrement. Create conquest from the pestilence. Yeah, this survival with the fittest. God is my witness, billboard assassin, turning in my hit list. This is sodomy, get Jennifer's body. 28 days later, a nigga chasing a zombie. Desecrate the face of your mommy with T.I.'s Tommy. Beat the polygraph cause he lied calmly.
Yes it is.
Day time, 12 noon, doom and gloom. Drinking radiated water from a circle or tube. Flash flood, don't be a stuck in the mud. Rain, thunder and blood, Hunger Games, your man. The sackcloth thug, you ready cousin? Pitchfork, justice, disgusting. Forever struggling, can't seem to get above it. When the sun rise cold, we look up like whoa. The whole horizon, peppered with drones. Bed clothes, volcanic ash, comforts the home. Satellites explode, EMP disconnected to phones. In a hole in your thermals, punch you in your fucking neck till your throat gurgle. Abundantly cheap, scarce and expensive. So whatever you selling, that's what you left with. A mind too wide to be biased, preoccupied with the slightest. The virus was designed to kill the designers. Voice activated hybrids, Herculoid George, music department, mafia turf wars, balaclava mask, butane and brass, jackbooted brand, Lieutenant Dan, let's dance. You just wanna survive, scumbags, look at your lives. That bitch, look at your thighs, scattered across the winds from a force within. I can't help none of you, you gotta talk to him. In the tower, the controller, the alpha, the unknown knowledge of the all-knowing knower of power. Protozoa from a meteor shower, Fukushima powder in your clam chowder. Be ready in half hour. Exception, the killing field lesson.
So, does that situation still stand? How did that come about?
Well, we just talked about redoing some of that stuff. Redoing it. We have 2 albums, 3 albums, or whatever, mm-hmm. worth of material.
Right, right.
That never saw the light of day. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Some of them was leaked and
pretty
and,
cool
and
to that nature, shit.
But
yeah.
We just was talking about putting that out, and so we just... We gonna put that out. I don't know, man. There's so many personalities, man.
Right, right, right. Facts. The last ride, baby. 20 years in the making, but we finally did it. Our debut finale album. Congratulations, niggas. Pop a bottle and pour some motherfucking 40 ounces out. Kill a horse. This shit is blue, nigga.
Wait a minute, I truthfully admit it. Never thought I'd see the time of my life when I'm committed. Big feet ball to the game, I run the city. Bad women calls my name like a prison. I ain't got time for the hate, I move quick. Money bag locked deep in the safe, I drop bricks. Make a woman buck when being, I'm never average. Then she go telling her friends cause I'm a savage. Big feet falling in love, and I'll be happy. Now I'm talking family and marriage for 30 carats. Nothing like finding a woman that you can cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen, truly amazed. can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with upgrade. 400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Fashion.
It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
Mansion.
It made me feel like you're my queen, yeah. I'm your king.
It's been a pleasure. 26 and the waist mean hold on forever. BTW, I just wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a buggable. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother died from last, you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Louis boots with the Moai purse. Classy and for evidence, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a bowler grid, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is unanimous.
It made me feel like top 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday, we back in this motherfucker. Yeah, love. Sweet exit. Jojo Loco and Rev Ali. I'm about to give this nigga Rev Ali a part in the movie with him drinking his piss. That shit'll be G as a motherfucker.
And make sure it's a close-up.
Hell yeah. I might have that nigga turn his back. He'll just piss to the cup and just drink that shit right there. Bringing up that cowboy shit.
I just want to be a stand-in.
Huh?
I just want to be a stand-in. No dialogue. Just stand-in.
Somebody else said that shit. I was like, they just want to sit there. My nigga OG. OG goes, my street twin, he goes, yeah, I want to be in a movie. I just want to say a couple of words. I said, if you say a couple of words, that means you're going to die early in the movie.
Yeah,
That's
I'm
cool.
Gonna save my words for the end of the movie.
I seen boom boom boom.
One
scene is
over. Yeah, those motherfuckers see his face. They're gonna be like, what the fuck, bow? That nigga got like a 2 second motherfucking part of the movie.
I already know my lines.
You can't say he wasn't in it.
Yeah, right. You know
man,
what I mean?
The wind coming through this motherfucker so heavy, I thought I had the fan on. Shit. God damn. No.
Yeah, it's kind of windy out here too right now.
Fuck.
I got the white bikers that's gonna be in the movie. That shit's gonna be tight. How this shit is gonna work out?
He said, I got white bikers in the movie.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. I ain't even mad. I'm just saying the way you just said it. He's like, dude, this is going to be crazy.
I got the
and
white
bikers. And it'll be something probably somebody will fuck around and look at and be like, what the fuck? It'll
oh,
throw
yeah.
the whole thing off. But then it'll
be you
know,
y'all the
niggas.
Plot. I can't tell y'all the plot twist with the white bikers and shit. Y'all have to see that shit for yourself. But the white bikers... Nigga, them motherfuckers, they in the movie, and they get ready to be some, they gonna play a big part in the movie. You only gonna see their ass twice, though.
All good, man.
Yeah, they all coming
work,
to kill JoJo. They coming to kill JoJo like a motherfucker.
You know, hey,
damn.
It is what it is.
Well, at least you have a cool little part in there because we got to shoot Friday. We gonna shoot the we gonna start shooting some of the trailer up here. So it's gonna be very interesting. Mhm. So yeah, because
it's all good, man. Make that shit happen and make it work, homie.
Yeah, because. Yesterday, I mean, what we had, we was gonna do some shit yesterday, but time was fucked up. And then, you know, me and JoJo did a song, and then, you know, why I had to shoot his video, so we did a whole green screen video yesterday. But time wasn't on our side because I was gonna do some shit yesterday.
Boy.
But. I'm gonna set it up. It's gonna be nice. So we're gonna do the first part of the trailer on Friday with the two, basically the main characters, because it'll be my boy Y. He playing Malcolm and JoJo playing Zero. So we're gonna try to get that shit together on Friday, at least you know some of the shit, because there's still a whole lot we gotta go down and. Down to L.A. and shoot, and then I still got to find who everybody's going to be. I got those two characters. I ain't got no goddamn body else, really.
Yeah. How many characters you got, nigga?
I got...
wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's a gang of the motherfuckers. I still got to find this nigga wife. I got to find all this, make sure his homies is around. His brother, I got to find the kids. I probably have my...
So give me a number of what? 10 different other... or more?
Yeah, that's probably about 10 because the Z-Boys is thick. So it's a gang of them motherfuckers. So anybody who's going to play a Z-Boy, they're going to die quick. They're going to be going in fours type of shit.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Well, you should let me come on and do my part and just let me be the 11th man, and I'm just going to drink the pee on the movie.
They're going to be like, look at that nasty motherfucker.
You shoot some of the parts down here, nigga, then I play one of the Z-Boys. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to have Zero right-hand man. We need that. Then all the other motherfuckers, you know, them motherfuckers just, you know how motherfuckers are. Them niggas just sitting up there, you know what I'm saying? You got a couple of niggas that's kind of hard, but they going to die first. You know,
yeah,
I'm just saying,
whatever one, nigga, I got the L.A. scene because I'm here in L.A., nigga.
Well, the thing
if you
want to
make it happen, sure. You just got to
yeah,
let me know. I can get a few other niggas.
We just need some office space. We need to... I want to make sure that we're going to do it in a place to where when the motherfuckers start pulling out guns, they know that we shooting a movie and we ain't trying to rob nobody. Because we ain't going to have real guns. They're going to look like real guns, like a motherfucker.
Say, we just make sure you don't get shot by nobody, no enemies or police. I get you.
Nigga, the real police going to come and shoot motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Be like, that ain't part of the movie. Cut.
For real.
Yeah, so that,
nah, but I'm just saying, though, man. Whatever.
Yeah, we could do that. We could definitely do that.
You gotta let me know.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, 9 times out of 10, because I know we're gonna shoot a lot of it in Pasadena, because my boy got a fly ass house, so we gonna use this house.
I love Pasadena. That's where Dolomite film work most some of his movies at out there in Pasadena.
Oh yeah, well I mean we gonna be doing a whole lot out there. My boy, he got a fat ass house. You know, his backyard is tight. You know everything, man. So we gonna shoot it there. Then he own a business. So in return, I gotta make him the boss of the business. So I said, okay, I can do that.
You might want to contact your boy Freeze Love, because he live out in Pasadena. If you're going that way, he'll do a little scene for you.
That nigga Freeze get ready to ask for some goddamn money.
Yeah?
Yeah, that nigga ain't going to do shit for me for free.
Oh, shit. Tell him Ollie say he'd give him $300-$400 for 10 minutes.
No, give me $300-$400. I'll go get somebody else. Yeah. Nah, but we're just trying to get all of the get make sure we got all of the people, you know. And once again, we want everybody to be like the homies, because you know I know if we put it together, because it's one of two things gonna happen. We're gonna do the whole movie, we all get paid, or we fuck around and do a trailer and we all get paid. I sell the whole fucking movie. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? But we can make some money off of the motherfucker. Because there's a couple of motherfuckers like, nigga, you need to just go on and sell this motherfucker to somebody, nigga. So I gave...
Oh, yeah, because if that nigga Rick Hard could do him, I know the fuck I could do it. So that nigga... I don't know if you know, but...
I know Rick Hard.
Yeah, that nigga got a couple of them, and I ain't even mad at him, even though I don't like that nigga. But
I ain't even mad
at the grind.
I'm going to tell you, nigga, I did a show with them, and they cut me off while I was rapping, right? And I slammed the motherfucking mic. Nigga, hard. And the motherfucker say, hey, man, you can't be slamming mic. I grabbed the other mic and slammed that motherfucker because it was a show. And you know, motherfucker, I don't sell tickets to shows, but I did this one time. But I gave all my people these wristbands. I said, how many people care to see me? And they all them wristbands went in the motherfucking air, just to let them know how many motherfuckers I actually had in there. You know, coming to see me get out. All them niggas kept my song short, nigga. I lost it.
Yeah, you lost it, man. Yeah, he know for doing some bullshit like that. So
I slammed them mics so hard, nigga. The whole time for that motherfucker. You can't be slamming mics. I grabbed the other mic and slammed that motherfucker, too. By then, all my goons was at the front of the stage. Like, what y'all gonna do?
How many beers you had before you slammed the mic?
Huh?
I said, how many beers you had before you slammed the mic?
Probably about two. Because the whole thing about it, usually if I'm performing, I don't drink that much. I just drink to loosen up.
But I was just asking.
Yeah, I drink a little bit to loosen up a little bit. But you know what I'm saying? The nigga cut me off. Nigga, I got half of the goddamn spot, half of the club, had my niggas in that motherfucker. And you gonna cut me off? Oh, nigga, I was ready for war, nigga. When I slammed that first mic, all my goons were right to the front. Oh, you can't be slamming no mic. Oh, I can't. Boom, there go another one. Now what?
And then what?
But, yeah. But in any case, I mean,
no, I was just saying the whole more of me bringing his name into the equation is that, you know, he did a couple of movies that he got, and certain niggas that I know of, we all know, even though I don't fuck with him, but there's certain other niggas in the little shits and a couple of little actors, the real actors, like what's that nigga name? Not Omar Gooden. What's the other nigga? Cuba. One of them niggas. Not the dark nigga, the other nigga that got them TV show. You got, I think it's Omar Gooden or some shit.
Yeah, Omar.
Yeah, he got him in one of his movies. Seventh and Westlake, that's the name of the movie he got with them niggas and that shit. And then you got another one. But, yeah, go ahead.
They just don't.
You talking about the nigga who was Sweet Pea and Baby Boy?
Yeah, that's Omar, I think.
The other nigga, his homie. The nigga that was homie that had the fine-ass thick broad and shit in his mama. He was staying in mama house. Yeah, old boy, he tried to change his life. And Baby Boy, old boy.
Oh,
he ain't one of his movies.
Everybody came for me when that movie came out. They was like, hey, you seen Sweet Pea? I was like, man, look, go ahead with that.
Well, it was a couple of motherfuckers I wanted to cast as the lead. I wanted my nigga Caffeine, and then my nigga V, he was in The Truth. You know, he kind of like fell off, but he was the black bald-head motherfucker's sister act. I was going to put them two motherfuckers on there because they got noticeable faces, but I ain't trying to deal with somebody saying, oh, man, I can't make it today, man. We got to shoot today. I can't make it today. I need everybody who we getting ready to shoot. They need to be there the day that we getting ready to shoot. You know what I mean? So that's why I was, because we was going to do some casting call shit to see if somebody wanted to come and try to be these people. But, no, I'd rather deal with people who I know. So at least I could call and cuss their motherfucking ass out if they ain't showing up at the right time.
That's director shit, huh? I feel you.
I'm just saying, wouldn't you rather have it like that? And I've seen a lot of these people movies, and I've seen everything that they done wrong. Everything that they done wrong, and a lot of things that they done wrong was not keeping the audience entertained. You know, my little brother and them, they did a motherfucking movie, Compton's Finest. And I watched it, you know, before it came out, and I'm thinking to myself, like, it's not keeping me entertained. So we getting ready to go. We're going to go dialogue. We gonna go violence like a motherfucker. We go have some more dialogue, but it's gonna be something. It's gonna be like nonstop action. I don't know. It's almost like watching John Wick. That's one of my favorite motherfuckers around. When it comes down to movie, John Wick be fucking it up.
I love all his John Wick movies.
Hell, me too.
Because that's how I like movies. I like movies that start with the action. I don't like it when it takes 30 minutes, you know, you picking up the paper and you whistling and, you drinking coffee and then 20 minutes later something happened. I don't like that shit. To keep my attention, it has to be like the opening scene of the movie, ding dong, you open the door and bam, somebody punch your ass in the face like
Oh, yeah. We're going to kind of have it like that because, you know, the Cap Malcolm, his little brother got killed by Zero and the Z-Boys. But Malcolm never knew that he was part of the Z-Boys. But they thought that his little brother was going to snitch on him. So it was going to start off, you know, with his brother getting killed. And then let's go have some dialogue. It probably ain't going to be that too much long. It ain't going to be that long, but once he come from the doctor and they say, well, he got 2 weeks to live, he about to go fucking straight bananas. So if you can sit through 30 minutes of building up to the motherfucking story, the rest of the movie is getting ready to be straight off the chain. At least that's my plan because, like I said, a whole lot of people, they do movies and they don't, I don't know.
they start getting bored while they writing it, so it just be so bunk. So you be sitting there like, well, or you be done went to sleep. This motherfucker's going to be like, your eyes going to be open the whole time, like, oh, shit. I got it. Well, y'all, man, we got a minute and about 10 seconds left, man. Man, I ain't going to be able to stay in no after hours. I got a couple of things I got to finish, man. I'm sitting up here trying to do 3 videos and all this shit at one time. I got to finish Capetti's shit. I got to finish
evening and the rest of this weekend out here from y'all Friday.
Yeah, we'll be on here Friday, and we're gonna debut JoJo's song that we did last night. That motherfucker's pretty
Word.
Tight. That motherfucker been sitting around this motherfucker all day, like, when you gonna sing the song? When you gonna sing the song? I've been dreaming about the song. This shit is fat though. I like it. So, you know, we gonna get back with y'all, man, on Friday. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio. Make sure y'all tune
yes,
in.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to put a tip jar out there so, you know, y'all can start dropping tips in the bucket or something. You know what I mean? We can really make that shit happen, man. So, True West Radio, we'll see you Friday. All right. We out this block.